thankfully this morning the word on both players is good, you know, but at one stage last night it was extremely worrying. Harry Doherty remains in hospital. He was kept in overnight and he's been monitored today. He received quite a number of stitches as well to the head wound, as did Paddy Mealy. But Paddy was released last night, so he was able to spend the night at home. Hopefully the two boys are feeling better today. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that before at a game where you had ambulance on the pitch. And like, you know, I know I said that Paddy was taken off after about 15 minutes of treatment, but it was a good 10 minutes later before Harry Doherty was taken away by ambulance. So you're talking about over 25 minutes of a stoppage in play and medical teams on and ambulances. It really was very, very worrying. I don't think the result mattered to Harps and to their supporters who were there last night and were watching what was going on. The only problem for their team is that Harps have a string of injury problems at present. They picked up two or three more injuries in their big win over Derry City on Friday night. So that's three more injuries now to add to an already lengthy injury list for Ollie Horgan and Paul Hegarty to deal with. And they've got another big important game this coming weekend. They host Drogheda United in the Premier Division again. So he's quite literally down to the bare bones as far as players being available is concerned.